I'm joined in the studio by Superintendent Elfreda Stewart, a police officer from Liberia. Good morning and welcome to the Mirror Breakfast Show.
Good morning, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, I'll just ask you to come closer to your mic so that your voice is audible. So how does it feel to be among uniformed personnel working for peace in South Sudan?
Thank you, ma'am. My feelings defy discretion. I feel so fulfilled being represented among other countries, especially so from the story of war of my country, to be present today, having been at the receiving end. Today, I am at a contributing end.
Right.
I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciated to God Almighty that I'm able to serve.
Yeah, like you just alluded, you are coming from a country which once had an unfortunate similar situation with us here. Would you like to share with us your experience back home?
Yes, ma'am. It all started 2009, but before 2009, I graduated from high school 2003. It was in the same year that the United Nations came to Liberia as UNMIL. So there was recruitment, fight in the air within my country, but I wasn't really encouraged to join the police because of stigmatization, because of stereotype that police take bribes, police are the less, you know, fortunate citizens who have no way to make life and they just find themselves in that area. So with all of those thoughts in mind, I didn't find this as a suitable job. But after being encouraged by colleagues to join, I was not still impressed to join until I started to see people from different nations, people of Saint Pierre group. So I told myself that I've been out of high school for 5 years, just been sitting and doing nothing. With those wasted years, I think if I would have had a hand on something, this would have mean or change to my life and to society at large. And most importantly, there are people who are coming to serve in making a difference, risking their lives, doing the extraordinary in making sure that we enjoy the peace that we started to enjoy.
Right.
So I said, if I can join with these men from across the globe, I think at this end, it will be so good for me as a citizen and a female to contribute to my country. And with that, that's how I accepted and enrolled at the Liberia National Police Training Academy. I graduated. And then it was so encouraging because we have our male counterparts, because unlike the past, the Liberia National Police before UNMIL, they only had 2% of female representation.
Right.
So they actually strive to meet the 20% by 2007. The coolings, there was only 5% of female who were educated in the country, the entire country.
Wow.
So they had to strategize or program known as the educational support program, where you have non-high school graduates, you have people who are like elementary. So they have to upgrade them to a certain standard to be able to enroll at the Liberia National Police Training Academy. And I was fortunate to go with this class, even though I was a high school graduate, because by then, they weren't just going around now. I was striving to become, because I got motivated by those females and other people that I saw. So, and that was it. So after graduation, I realized that many of us are females. We live with fear. Our cultural practices restrict us from coming forth, being represented. And this was a challenging thing. But I thought it wise that this cannot be. I should not just be seen as a police officer. I should not just be seen because UNMIL wants police female to be represented. But I should go beyond the ordinary, that should be actively engaged in every phase of my career.
Right.
So I was open to whatever deployment, when it comes to training, when it comes to participating fine year in trainings. Unlike all us, you have people asking when there's training, oh, is there any funds in this training? Is there transportation? Is there feeding? I was not looking at those things. I was looking at the future tomorrow, because with the presence of UN in every country, there are laws they have to give out to the entire citizen in terms of training, empowerment programs. So I took see that as an opportunity to really, really make maximum use of those whenever I have the chance to lay my hands on one.
Right.
So that was it. So I started work, and then I enrolled at the Liberian National Police Training Academy as trainer. And before you know it, whenever I'm asked to go to represent the institution, even though if I didn't have a knowledge on those specific issues, I would have to relate to a male counterpart or someone who is experiencing that era. And with time, I started to build up, doing away with fear, and my confidence built over the years. And I started representing FINEAR. I started to benefit from international trainings. So I'm one person in particular who have benefited immensely from the United Nations. And as a country, this morning I'm here and so grateful. I just want to use my own story as a success story, and my country's story as a success story for the people of South Sudan.
Right. Right. Thank you so much for your story. But now let's hear about your country's story. Yes, you have gone through conflict. You have gone through the same things that South Sudan have gone through. But you have managed to pull yourselves together. What lessons do you think South Sudan can learn from Liberia?
I think there's a lot of lessons can be learned from the story of my country to the people of South Sudan. My country was once ravaged in a 14-year civil and brutal war. Within those periods, there were lawlessness. Women were raped. Killings went on. We lost over 250,000 citizens. And today, as we have left our country today serving, what I can tell people of South Sudan is this, that nothing is impossible. It's always good to look at our past, but we should not stay in our past. We should also always strive to take those unique components from our past that can be used in our future. For instance, if in my past there was war, I cannot keep looking back on the past and saying, what can I do to retaliate after I lost several relatives? I should go by retaliating, go on revenge killings. No. But rather, we should look back at our past and see what made us to have, you know, those setbacks. What led us to war? What caused this war? What can we do differently to achieve something better that will make those past to be a better one that we can have for change your story?
Right.
With this, I think we can embrace peace and just say no to violence, because we cannot just do it all by ourselves because there are so many things that are lacking. But with the presence of the United Nations, they are here to empower us. They have their donoring partners. They have other agencies. You have other NGOs, international NGOs, and other partners. So you realize that there are supports coming from far and near, and their empowerment program. We should encourage one another to be seen in these areas rather than doing the contrary.
Right.
We should not be sitting and just thinking on the past continuously. Living our past will make no difference, but rather we should navigate on the path that will bring a very, very, very peace and peaceful society that will be free of violence, that will be free of discrimination, that will be free of, I mean, you just think of it.
Yeah.
All of those things that does not contribute to society.
Right.
Because if we just continuously find ourselves through these mediums and just rethinking and reconsidering that I have to do this, I have to do that to pay back, we won't get anywhere. So with our own story from Liberia today, you can see, like, even from the police, and like I said before, always we have 2% percentage of female. Now we have up to 19% of female representation
in the police.
In the police.
Wow.
Yes, and people have been in power. Even it was just even majority of was not even a high school graduate, but today you can we count up to 8 and plus female with master's degrees in my institution, and we have 48.3% of educated females today in Liberia. So there's a lot more can be done. Mm-hmm. Even with this aspect, I encourage the people of South Sudan to be collaborative when it comes to the police. With collaboration, because the police are your friend. We cannot do away without the police. The police cannot do without the citizen. I do think that with mutual respect and collaboration, which we have trust to be the heartbeat of this unique relationship, we can achieve a society, if not free from crimes, at least to some extent, we can enjoy the peaceful one, because crimes will be minimized. Offenders of justice, that's it, lawlessness will be controlled to some extent, and innocence and guilt will be determined, because people will come forth, people will come, you know, open, you know, because it's an open process where you can relate to the police easily. When there's crime breeding in a particular area, you'll be able to relate easily, because I think with this, this help us to achieve so much within a given period.
Right. Alfreda, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today. Well, I understand that you should be traveling this morning to your duty station. Where are you based here in South Sudan?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be traveling this morning to Bo, Jonglei State. This is where I'm assigned.
You're based in Jonglei, Bo. Okay. And let's talk about the medal that you recently received for contribution towards peace in South Sudan. What does this medal mean to you?
It means a whole lot. Like I said, this entire thing defies discretion. This is a dream come true, because this is something that I long wish for. No, it didn't just come as a coincidence or mistake, but it was worked towards.
You worked hard for it.
Yes.
So how is it like being a female police officer, and what would you tell a young South Sudanese who's listening in now, who would like to join the police service?
I would say to young people out there that I wholeheartedly encourage you to join the South Sudanese National Police Force. The police is a unique force. All right. It is somewhere that you can come that breeds people with integrity who are willing to serve and contribute back to the society. Mm. So I'm encouraging youths, even the older ones, far and near within South Sudan, to take up this bold step, to come forth, to serve your country. There's nothing about serving. There's, I think it's very important to serve, and not just to just serve, like I said earlier, when we come forth, we should come with everything. Integrity is the hallmark of this unique institution. We should not be moved away by what people say, like I was seen and found in this particular position, like any other South Sudanese today, because I have worked directly in a few of people. And sometimes you go, I hear people complaining about United Nations, how they are in South Sudan, they are not doing nothing. They are just causing problems. People come here to take our money. And so I always use my own success story as a person and a country to people of South Sudan. I go about telling people that UN is not here to change anything. UN is not here to change your culture. UN is not here to force you to adapt to what they have. But UN is rather here to bring forth their peace culture. And at the end of the day, it's a unique package. there are lots of things that accompany this. So with our own willingness to accept, I can assure the people of South Sudan that we'll be a very, very, very different situation at the end of the day, where you can have people contributing to global peace, even at some point in time in a later future. It's not only about even empowering oneself, but it's also about contributing to the nation at large.
All right.
So I always encourage people that this is a unique organization. We should not be moved by what we see one person doing, because change is not just an event, it's a gradual process. We cannot all sit in our homes and keep complaining. We should be able to take all that bold steps to come forth. This change can begin with just one person. With that one person who is willing to make the difference, all us will follow suit. Like right. My situation today, I came up, and today I can assure people that several or hundreds of females have joined the Liberian police just because of my presence and interactions. As I go places, people confront me and tell me, how did you manage, and this and that and that. And I tell people, this is not just about just sitting, it's not about acting in fear. You have to come forth, and coming forth, you have to be in power. We should strive to empower ourselves. So I like to leave the message also with our male counterparts, with our fellows out there, that we should encourage our female, most especially the females, because when it comes to peace building, females play a very important role. They are very vital to the peace building process of every nation, because they focus less on the spoils of war and more on the reconciliatory aspects of the war.
And peace
so with
building.
Their presence, yes, with the presence of females, because they are mother, they are always there to empathize, they are always there with that virtue of patience and waiting to get to the bottom of something.
All right, let's say it like that. Elfrida Stewart, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ben.